G'day, Andy.
Good morning to you guys.
Now, tomorrow night, mate, we've got our World Cup qualifier. How are we going to go?
It's close. I think we'll do okay. I think $1.67 reflects the sort of team and squad that Ange has. His only concern in the last 24 hours is the state of the pitch in Tehran. He's just rated it ordinary. There'll be a lot of 50-50 challenges. He'll pick the fittest 11 that he has there. Playing against an Iraq side that, as we know, struggled in the World Cup qualifiers, just the one win for them in five starts. And a lot of their players, they do have a few spread around Europe, not that many, but even their key player like Ali Adnan, he has not had one start at all at Udinese. It was a big, big story about him going across to that big Italian club. But it's just sort of a familiar pattern for quite a few of their key players. They're not getting regular game time for their respective clubs.
Does Timmy Cahill start?
My gut feeling, you know, has always been that he'll probably come on. I'll probably just play with Juric up front as the lone target man and hit them wide on the flanks and use the speed and the counter-attacking type of game and bring him on if required and then save him for the big one next week against the UAE at the Sydney Football Stadium on Tuesday night.
How potent are they up front, mate, Iraq?
The one player that they're talking about is a 23-year-old striker, Mohamed Abdulrahim. He's a former AFC Young Player of the Year. There's big shoes to fill when you think of Yunus Mahmoud, who was probably one of the greatest and third all-time leading scorer from Iraq, who retired in recent times. So a lot of pressure on the young fella, but I think it's difficult for them when you consider that they can't play their World Cup qualifying home games at home. They've had to play in Dubai and Doha and now to be in Tehran. It's going to be a difficult process for them.
Andy, Leicester City, after winning that championship last season, Jamie Vardy's receiving death threats.
Yeah, and he's saying that because of an alleged involvement in that dressing room mutiny, that he was one of the instigators of that, and he's saying it's been a difficult process, even just comments in public to him and what he's reading in social media. In the short, he's got to focus on a big friendly game tomorrow morning in Germany, England v. Germany. Germany, the home side, $1.65, the draw at $3.75, and England outsiders at $5.
Good on you, Andy. Thank you, mate.
Take care, guys. All the best.